The smell of fried Oreos and the sounds of carnival rides fill the air at the Georgia National Fair on a Monday morning in Perry. It's the 30th anniversary of the event, and the state's finest agriculture, livestock, and arts are on full display at the fairgrounds. But inside the Georgia-grown building, around the corner from samples of cold, refreshing Georgia milk, sits a unique display of decorative peanuts, pumpkins, and a makeshift polling place.
So basically what you do is you grab your card and you insert it into the machine. As so.
That's 15-year-old Camilla Negron from Jenkins High School in Savannah. She may not yet be old enough to vote on the new ballot marking devices next fall, but Negron is one of several student volunteers showing fairgoers how the new system works. She's part of an ambassadors program the Secretary of State's office designed to immerse high schoolers into the voting process.
I'm helping people understand how easy voting is, and I feel like I'm contributing to our future in a way because I'm allowing people to see how easy it is and make them realize, oh, I can just vote in like 2 minutes.
The State Fair is one of many places the Secretary of State's office plans to bring the new $107 million voting system for Georgians to interact with. The Dominion ballot marking devices will replace 17-year-old touchscreen machines a federal judge said cannot be used after 2019. In some ways, the new machines are similar to how we currently cast our ballots, like the touchscreen. But the new process records your vote on a paper printout with a QR code, summary text of the races, and your selections.
Savannah Bananas!
Negron walks me through those steps. You check in on an iPad, make your selections on the touchscreen, and then insert the paper ballot into a scanner to be counted. The stakes are a little lower in this mock election than 2020. What is the best ice cream flavor? Obviously, cookies and cream. But Camilla Negron's teacher, Carolyn Perry, says having the machines at the fair is necessary to having people trust the electoral process.
So I think there's a lot of stakeholders involved with voting in our state, and we've had some struggles making voting transparent as possible. I think this is a good step. It's in the right direction of making sure that people feel that voting is fair.
Not everyone shares the same enthusiasm and optimism about the upgraded machines. A federal lawsuit filed by a group of election integrity advocates and Georgia voters that challenges the security of BMDs is still pending. They say the new machines, much like the old ones, are vulnerable to hacking. By Monday afternoon, more than 1,600 people have tried out the Dominion voting system at the fair, including Melanie Hand, who drove an hour and a half up I-75 from Adel to visit the fair. She happened to walk by the voting machines and says she volunteers as a poll worker back home.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of anxious people, but I'm hoping everybody will see how easy it is and that everyone will come out and vote.
Only a handful of the state's 159 counties will test the new touchscreen devices in elections this fall. Others will use the old machines, and still others will test out hand-marked paper ballots as a backup system. The official rollout for the new ballot marking devices is scheduled for March 2020 in time for the presidential preference primary. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Perry.